Marketing and promoting your book with Amazon advertising. This is what everybody's been waiting for. They're like, all right, dude, this is where you're going to give the goods. Now, first of all, you're going to have to slow down a little bit. Pump the brakes. Going to have to lower your expectations because trying to cover Amazon advertising in just one single 20-minute podcast episode is ludicrous. It's insane. There's no way I'd be able to give you everything that you need to know. In fact, I probably won't give you everything that you need to know, but over the next few weeks, I'm going to start to really build out enough knowledge and some skills you can kind of pick up and apply to make it dangerous, all right? Enough to make it dangerous and get a little bit of information to kind of get going. So today is just laying the groundwork. So we're going to be talking about marketing, promoting your book with Amazon advertising in today's podcast. So stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
What's happening? It is Dale here, and I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about my favorite thing, self-publishing books. And you know, it's episode 90. We are 10 episodes away from 100 episodes. My, the time has just flown by quickly. Seems like just yesterday I started doing live broadcasts over on Twitch. By the way, did you know if you're listening to this or you're watching this on the YouTube channel, you can watch this a week in advance on twitch.tv/self-publish? Yeah, I do all this live and I usually do a little bit of jib-jabbing before and a little bit of jib-jabbing afterwards. So don't miss out on that. That's usually about the time that you're hearing this podcast. I am literally recording the new one for the following week. So join me over at twitch.tv/self-publish for that. So today's podcast, I got to tell you, I'm just tickled to death. I know I say that a lot. I'm just ecstatic. I'm elated to have this sponsored by none other than Pro Writing Aid. Pro Writing Aid is my go-to resource and tool when it comes to grammar checking and getting my writing to where it reads better. Because I don't write nearly as good as I talk, and that's not good because I'm not the best speaker in the world. I might sound like it and I've got a lot of emotion behind it, but I need some good tools that'll help refine and clean up those things. So today's podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pro Writing Aid. They are the platform that offers world-class grammar and style checking combined with more in-depth reports to help you strengthen your writing. Get free access or 20% off premium access when you visit the sponsored link at dalelinks.com/prowritingaid. Again, that's dalelinks.com/prowritingaid. And if for some reason you want it free, you just go over, click that link, go on over, hit sign up, and just set yourself up a free account, and you'll thank me for it. But if you get premium access, might I recommend, if you've got the discretionary expense, just get the lifetime access. Honestly, it's of no consequence to me. If you end up getting, you know, the monthly one or the annual plan, that's great. But I'm going to tell you, if it was me, and I actually have done that, pick up the lifetime access. It's so, so much more worth it. Just trust me on this one. You'll save yourself a lot of money unless you plan on just being a writer for the next year. If that's the case, maybe you won't get your money back. But, you know, if you plan on being a writer for the rest of your life, having lifetime access to Pro Writing Aid is just a no-brainer, folks. Fair warning on today's podcast episode here, folks. Do not, and I repeat, do not invest any money into advertising you cannot stand to lose. Ooh, that was like a cold shower. It's like I just threw a cup of cold water in your face. Like, hang on a second. You went from talking about Pro Writing Aid to all of a sudden talking about advertising. That's how pumped I am about doing today's episode. So you know, marketing and promotion is a gamble. Any paid marketing and promotion is even more of a gamble. Paid ads are never guaranteed. Anybody that tells you that I've got the blueprint that's going to make you thousands of dollars per minute, well, they're full of horse manure. I'm just going to keep it straight here for you. Amazon advertising is a fantastic model. And we're going to be building out this into a small mini series when it comes to discussing Amazon advertising, but we're just going to lay the groundwork, the fundamentals. This is Amazon Advertising 101. Why do you want to use Amazon advertising? You could still go with places like Facebook ads or Google ads or maybe even BookBub ads. But the nice thing about Amazon advertising is native advertising, which equals, ready for this? Drum roll, please. Warm audience. Warm audience means these people go to Amazon with the intent to spend money, to buy things. People don't go to Facebook to go buy things. No. They go to post pictures of their cats or the food that they're eating or their strong political views. In some instances, they get banned for it. So you go to Facebook, you do ads on there. It's an uphill battle. And yes, there are some people that just crush it when it comes to Facebook ads, but it's way easier over on Amazon because it's a warm audience. People are ready to buy things. Right now, as it stands, as of this podcast recording, January the 11th, 2021, there are 8 regions available for you to run ads through. And this includes the US, the UK, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Canada, and Australia. 8 regions. Wow. I remember when it was just one region and we had to try to finagle our way into like UK or those other regions by getting an Amazon Advantage account. Those days are gone. We don't need to worry about that. They already got all the advertising set up for us. All you got to do is access it through your Amazon KDP dashboard. So if you're already publishing through Kindle Direct Publishing, you will automatically have these tools. If you are not publishing through Amazon KDP, say you're doing through Ingram Spark going to Amazon or through Lulu going to Amazon, you're already at a bit of a disadvantage. You will not have those tools readily available to you, and then you're gonna have to look into other avenues like a seller account, like Amazon Advantage. But I'm not gonna cover that avenue, because it's just too much work. Just get a KDP account open, then you can be able to use this avenue. I believe when it comes to the regional reach right now, Amazon's just getting warmed up. Believe it or not, there are 2 types of customers. There's 2 types of customers here. One, the customer is, of course, your reader, the person that's going to go and buy your book. The second one is you. You're probably going, wait, what? I'm selling books though. Yeah, but you're also a customer. Because if you're having to buy advertising through Amazon to advertise your Amazon published book, then guess what? You're a customer. Amazon wants your money. They want your customers' money. They want everyone's money. So where some people are like, oh, why is it inside Brazil yet? Why isn't it available over in Japan yet? Hang on, hang in there. Amazon wants your money. They're going to build out that infrastructure. And in due time, my theory, they're going to cover those regions. So you can access each region through your KDP dashboard. All you got to do is log in. You look at the very top and it says marketing. Hit that marketing tab. And underneath that marketing tab, you'll select the region from the drop-down menu. And it'll take you on over into your Amazon advertising dashboard. Now, the very first thing you're going to need to do, and this is going to be each region. It's a pain in the rear end, but you only have to do it once unless something changes. Before you run a campaign, you'll need to enter payment information, be it your credit card or your bank info, all that stuff. Because they're not going to run campaigns, you know, just based on the fact that you got books with them. They want to make sure that you've got a good, legit payment system. So that way they can bill you for any time that you're running ads. Here's where it gets kind of interesting. Now, remember, you'll need to go through, set up each one of those regions if you're going to advertise that region. If you don't plan on advertising that region, don't bother setting it up. All right, no sense doing it. Here's where it gets interesting. They're going to bill you on a credit-based system. This is what throws people off. At first, when you set up your credit card, they're going to probably do like a ping of sorts, where they do like a dollar and some odd change type charge, just to make sure that your credit card's not jacked or it's not like a false thing. And as soon as that's set, then you're going to be able to run any ads that you want to. After that, they're going to base you on this credit-based system. And as you hit each one of these tiers, it'll stay at that higher level. Now, that might sound like Greek at first. So let me just walk it back for a second. Okay, there we go. We reversed it. That was a horrible rewind, by the way. They're going to bill you based on $50, $150, $200, $350, and $500. So meaning that you start up your ads and you start running them. Okay, they've already done the ping. You're good to go. Then it goes into if you hit a $50 threshold for your ads during the course of the month, they will bill. Boom. It'll just hit your credit card right then. Same thing. Hits 150, boom. They'll go ahead and bill. Now, if you don't hit any of those tiers, whatever the balance is, they're going to charge you on the third day of the next month. So let's say for this January, let's pretend I only did $25 in ads. Then on February the 3rd, my credit card is going to get billed $25. There's no extra thing. They're not going to charge you a monthly fee, by the way. If you don't put any ads, they're not going to charge you for anything. That's the beauty of using Amazon advertising. It doesn't cost you a dime unless you're actually advertising through them. In the event, though, let's say, for instance, you're brand new to things, your first month, you did $60. Well, whenever you hit that $50 threshold, they're going to bill you. Then that $10 that's left over will be tossed on to the third the following month. Easy enough, right? Once you hit each one of those thresholds, as a reminder, if I hit $50, there's no going back. All they want to make sure is this person good for it? It's kind of like they're like, hey, we're going to do a trust fall here with you. Catch me at $50. And you catch them, they're like, great. Now we're going to try $150. Trust fall, boom. You catch them, they're good to go. And it keeps going up. So as soon as you hit that highest tier of $500, they're not going to hit your bank account or your credit card until the following month. So it's kind of nice as soon as you hit that threshold that you're not getting beat up for your Amazon ads all the time. Just fair warning, don't get too comfortable with that tier-based system. Don't think to yourself, well, I only spent like $20 last month, but then you have all these ads that were turned on for whatever, and they start to take off, and then you're billed like a ridiculous amount. Don't get too comfortable. Always keep an eye on your ads. And again, only invest what you can stand to lose. There's no sure shot here, folks. You might be able to get some great success. If you're new to it, you're probably not going to get too much success. Think of it like investing in an education, in that you're not going to get a lot of money. You're going to college, you think you're going to get a paid money as you're learning? No, most instances not. You're not going to get paid. Nice thing is with the Amazon ads, you might get paid. You might. So what can you advertise? Let's get clear on what you can and cannot advertise, because right away, I can tell you that ebooks and print books that you have fulfilled through your KDP dashboard can be advertised in the event that you have not published that ebook or that print book through KDP dashboard, then it won't be able to be advertised through Amazon advertising. Only the things that are fulfilled through KDP. This is one of the reasons why when I tell people that they're planning on, say, for instance, publishing wide with their print books, they're like, I want to print through Ingram Spark. Print through Ingram Spark, but also do it through KDP. Just deselect expanded distribution and know that there's going to be a little bit of a duplicate publishing. Launch your KDP print book first. Get the Ingram Spark one going as well. You start to drive traffic over towards the print book. The nice thing is it's there. Whether they buy the Ingram Spark version or your versions, no consequence, as long as you're buying your book. Same thing for the ebook. Must be fulfilled through the KDP dashboard in order to bring it up through Amazon advertising. It will not and does not work with audiobooks right now. For whatever reason, Amazon advertising is not allowing us to promote our audiobooks, which I think is just absolutely ludicrous, but that's on them. There are three campaign types: sponsored products, sponsored brands, which is pretty new, and also lock screen ads. Now, in their words, for sponsored products, promote products to shoppers actively searching with related keywords or viewing similar products on Amazon. Next one, sponsored brands. This is a new one. This is kind of cool. Help shoppers discover your brand and products on Amazon with rich, engaging creatives. So let's say, for instance, that you're a prolific author, you can start to run entire, like almost like they're like billboard style ads, to where it'll push your entire series of books. Like sponsored brands, and I'm really glad to see they finally rolled that out, because it was only available through Amazon Advantage. Now they have it available through Amazon advertising, and it's way easier to put together than what it was in Amazon Advantage over a year ago. Lock screen ads. These ads are based on shoppers' interests and are shown when they unlock their Kindle e-readers or Fire tablets to begin reading or shopping for books. Now, those of you that are listening to this on the podcast probably won't be able to see this visual, but I'll share with those that are over on the YouTube podcast. You have your Kindle reader, and it actually will have the ad for a specific book. So right now it has It's a Wonderful Midlife Crisis by Robin Peterman. All right, has that available there. So that's a lock screen ad. And so all I got to do is I turn on my device. It wakes up. It's still got that ad set there. At this point, it's going to offer for me to read it now if I want to. And at that instance, Robin Peterman will probably end up having to pay for my click. And I can also just swipe right past it. So lock screen ads are an interesting thing, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute and why I say it's interesting. What's the best type of those three? I'm going to say, hands down, the easiest to understand is going to be sponsored products. You get a given set of keywords, products, or categories, and you can be able to send traffic by that way. Even though you cannot use trademark names or author names or brand names in your metadata for your book on KDP, you can, however, use it on your Amazon advertising campaign. And I've heard some people go, well, that's unethical. No, it's not unethical. It's just a simple thing. For instance, let's say I'm watching a wrestling show and someone go ahead and advertising me some energy drinks. How is that bad? Okay. Someone at the energy drink headquarters said, I bet you this audience skews towards this direction. They get energy drinks, so I'm going to sell it to them. The same thing works for your ad. So if you're writing horror books, it would behoove you to target Stephen King fans or Dean Koontz fans. They're going to be the people that you want. There's nothing unethical about it. It's absolutely allowed. You just can't put it inside your metadata. That's when it's misrepresenting it. So it's all about targeting the right audience with the keywords or the products or the categories. The next one, sponsored brands. Now, I'm going to tell you that I've not had a chance really to do more than dabble with it, but I do believe it is a great option because it's just the next step up from sponsored products. Now, my next one, when it comes to lock screen ads, I'm going to give it a score of meh. I'm going to give it a score of meh. I just don't see the value in this, in using lock screen ads. I tried it out. You burn through your budget really, really, really fast with very, very little clicks. And it sucks. So until somebody can actually tell me otherwise, lock screen ads are hard pass for me. All right, so how does Amazon ads work? I'm just going to briefly touch this as we start to wrap up today's podcast. Ads are served based on keywords or products you select. There's three metrics. We're going to talk more about this in next week's episode. Impressions. Impressions means when your ad is served to an audience, whether they see it or not, doesn't matter. As long as it's put in front of them. Impressions are, you ready for this? My favorite cost, free. Yeah, I sung it just like that for you. Horribly out of tune. for good reason, so you can remember this later. Impressions are free. Clicks, though, are when people click on your ad. So when it's served up, it's an impression. When they click on the ad, that's when it costs you, when someone clicks on your ad. But the big victory comes when someone buys your product. So you've put your ad in front of them, they've clicked on your product, and they buy it. Ding, ding, ding. Give that author a cigar. So how do we get successful ad campaigns? Well, you're gonna have to stay tuned over the next few weeks and we're talking more about that. Special thanks to our sponsors, Pro Writing Aid. The more you use Pro Writing Aid, the more you grow as a writer. Visit dalelinks.com/ProWritingAid to get 20% off your premium access or even get a free account right away. And also, final tip, when it comes to Amazon ads, I think I've given you all the tips that you need. Just stay tuned over the coming weeks. Grab a copy of Amazon Keywords for Books and Promotional Strategies for Books at dalelinks.com/ASP. That means Amazon Self-Publisher. Those two books will lay a little bit of the foundation that you need to understand when it comes to how your book is relevant and how you can win a specific auction for a keyword based on your relevancy. And I'm going way down that path. You know what? Let's put a pin in it. We'll do this on episode 91. So in the meantime, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave me a review. It'd mean the world to me. Till later, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.